This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No complaints allowed. This is the DJV program where we take a positive look at most of the things going on in the world. It may not always sound that way because it's easy to take that negative road, but we do our best. When I say we, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. I'm with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria has the pleasure of being off in Nashville this week with her girlfriend, so hopefully she's having a good time. Meanwhile, I turn things back over to Jennifer for the hot story of this half hour.
Well, I thought we could lighten things up a little bit and talk about a trending story that caught my eye. It all started on the pages of Vogue magazine, and visual perfume has been trending. Have you heard about visual perfume, Doug or
no.
Kara?
Okay. How do you have
Kara,
visual?
Have you heard about
you have
it?
To smell it, don't you? How do you? Don't you have to smell it?
I have never heard of it.
Okay,
it
so what they're
bizarre.
Saying. Is that fragrance is our signature, right? A lot of ladies will wear the same fragrance so that they're kind of known for this smell. But the question is why can't that signature fragrance be seen? So there's a new beauty line called M. Curie, and the creator of it is Shoval Shapiro. She founded and created this idea. She has a new category of fusing body art and fine fragrance. She grew up in Tel Aviv, and her parents owned a natural cosmetics company, and she said she always was intrigued by fragrance and always found a way into her life. And then when she went to design college and got her bachelor's degree, she started thinking about this. And so she launched on International Fragrance Day a one-of-a-kind ink that's infused with a unisex fragrance that blends spearmint with ginger and juniper berry undertones undertones of earthy musk and cedarwood. They blended a desirable scent for both men and women, something that would be loved by all, and it's now available to add to, like a tattoo, essentially. It comes in charcoal and ivory shades. It's hypoallergenic. It's waterproof. It's cruelty-free. And you can also take it off. But it will last for at least 12 hours if you want to keep it on. There are two different ways that you can apply it. One is a wide brush designed to be used with stencils that this woman has also come up with. The other is a fine-tipped brush so that you can freehand your design or you can write something on you if you want. And you can buy the stencils. You can buy the brush. You can buy this fragrance ink in your favorite color. And it's now going to be this sensory, smelly tattoo that has been trending. Vogue got a hold of it, and this thing has been it's huge in the beauty community and has been for the last several days. So would you stinky tattoo yourself, Doug?
Would I stinky tattoo myself? The answer is...
Instead of wearing cologne.
No, I would not.
Oh, come on. You could put, you could write your name on your arm.
This is weird.
You
don't like it? Can I design my own, henna tattoo or something? And
yeah,
then have
sort
it scented like that?
This is what it looks like. It does look like henna, except the color is not brown. It's either charcoal.
For men who don't know that women put henna in their hair, what henna is?
They don't put it in their hair.
Henna is a highlight.
That's a henna rinse that you're thinking of.
Yeah, it's definitely not a female versus male thing. It just comes from Indian culture. It's one of those brownish, reddish tattoos that you would have on your hand or up your arm. It's super intricate looking. People have them before weddings and stuff like that, but that's what I'm saying, referring to it, because it's kind of like a tattoo, like a temporary tattoo. But I don't know. It seems weird. So how does it spread the scent everywhere? Because normally if I think of perfume, but you're only going to have that ink on one part of your body unless you cover your entire body with
Maybe
it.
It's so, really pungent.
So then it's your hand smells, but nothing else. I don't know. I think of perfume and kind of spritzing it in multiple different places.
They're showing this that it can go anywhere. It can go on your wrist like regular perfume. It can go up, by your ears. It can go wherever you want. So people can put this in multiple places. The people that are being shown in this piece that I found trending in Vogue is this. It's kind of on your wrist. So it would be at one of your pulse points. People decorate themselves with a rose tattoo, and then it's supposed to emit fragrance for all the time that it's on. So it's constantly giving you that fragrance. So, yeah, kind of interesting.
I like my old shaving cream. I like my shaving, the aftershave. I like the creams that I put on my face and my hands. And my, I like that.
I can see maybe doing this if you're going out to a party or somewhere, like, exciting and you just want to have, you know, like, you don't have any tattoos, but you want a tattoo and you want perfume. But, like, for a normal day, I don't know, spraying on perfume is pretty easy. And then this would add another, like, half an hour to your morning. Sorry, guys, got a paint on my perfume.
Lovely. Well, nothing. Well, it's an interesting idea. And, Jennifer, thank you for bringing it to us. Would you, now let's turn around. Would you do it?
Yeah, I would. Sure. I wouldn't do it every day, but it'd be fun to try. Sure. I love to play with makeup and stuff. I would totally try it.
Yeah, I can see that.
As long as it's not permanent. If I were tattooing a fragrance into me, first of all, I have commitment issues, so I don't think there's a tattoo on the planet that I would think I need to have on my body. And then add in the fragrance that would come with it? No, I like to change up my perfumes. I'm not one of those ladies that have a signature scent. I like to just wear all kinds of perfume. So, yeah, I don't think I would do it permanently, but for fun, for 12 hours, of course, come on.
Whoopee! All right, we're going to travel around the world to Venezuela, to Britain, and Kenya as we continue here on the DJV program. It's 13 past the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 Days of Amazing Finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one, and that one, and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, a little traveling music, please. We used to do that. Jackie Gleason. Neither one of you remember even the Jackie Gleason show, do you?
I remember.
You
know who I never watched it live, but I sure know who Jackie Gleason is, sure.
All right. A little traveling music. Mostly the focus in these three areas, the two that I have on the top of the pile here from England. The vote was taken. The Prime Minister has been pushed away or aside for a while on the Brexit thing because the folks in Parliament want to try for a day to see if they can find a way through the European Union divorce impasse. How are we doing with the Uri Geller thing? Uri Geller, as you may remember, is trying through his thought process to get people to not, basically to stop the Brexit, which is something that really seems very practical, although I don't hear a lot of talk about it. England will be a mess. Does the Parliament understand? They must understand. So why are they messing with this? There's supposed to be a vote on Wednesday on some of the Brexit options. Is one of the options to keep the connection with the European Union and England to stay in the European Union?
Yeah. One of the options is that they just walk away. The other option is they just leave with no real plan. Both of them don't seem like really good options. I would think at this point, not walking away is probably better than just walking away with no plan, but they don't even have the votes to make a decision on that. Theresa May is really struggling. A lot of people are just calling for her now to step down.
Yeah, I think that's why Parliament stepped in, because no matter what Theresa May does, no matter what plan she comes up with, she can't get enough votes for it. So I think Parliament is trying to work together more so they can come up with some plan that they can get more people to agree with so they can actually get enough votes to do something.
But wasn't the plan, or the best plan, it seemed, was to have another vote among the population, to have a vote reconsideration.
That's something that all of us think should happen, but that's not an official thing that has been announced as a possibility by them. I think eventually, if they can't get enough votes, it might go to that, but I think Theresa May is doing every single thing in her power, and her party is, to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because obviously they promised that Brexit was going to happen, and that's been their big platform, so they're trying to make sure it does happen. I don't think
at their own expense, because the public doesn't want it.
Yeah.
And that may be why they're showing her the door, or in the. Funny how stubborn people are, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to anything, I suppose. You got your own ideas, and let's stick to them. All right, traveling to Venezuela, the country is closing their schools. They basically told all workers to stay home because there was a big power. I'm not sure whether it was a power cut or power failure. But there doesn't seem to be, the infrastructure in Venezuela seems to be falling apart. And it doesn't, you know, there's this big fight between the guy who was the president and the person who was apparently elected to be the president. The United States has supported the person who has been elected, but the guy who's there doesn't want to give up power. What a fiasco.
Maduro and Guaido. Guaido's actually doing some really good stuff, though. He's actually gone and put his own life in jeopardy to go try to bring supplies, medicine, food into the people of Venezuela. Maduro is starving them. He's not giving them access to medications. The average Venezuelan has lost 25 pounds under Maduro's leadership.
Good
so
God.
It's the shelves are empty, and that's socialism.
Yeah, nothing to eat. So here's a good story for those of you who enjoy hearing things that really make your day start well, or maybe this is something you keep and you'll tell other people. The story about this Kenyan teacher who lived in a remote village, gave away most of his earnings to the poor. He won a $1 million prize for his work teaching in a government-run school that has one computer and not very good internet access. The annual Global Teacher Prize, awarded to Peter Tachibi in the Atlantis Hotel in Dubai in a ceremony hosted by Hugh Jackman. He said the farthest he'd traveled before this was to Uganda. Coming to Dubai marked his first time on an airplane. He said, quote, "I feel great. I can't believe it. I feel so happy to be among the best teachers in the world, being the best in the world."
It's amazing.
It's kind of
apparently he's a science teacher, and some of his kids, even though it's this tiny school, have gone on to win like engineering prizes and gone on to college, and he said he's going to give pretty much all of that money back to the school so they can get more equipment.
And this is a horrible place too, Kara. Drought and famine all the time in this area. The obstacles that the students face and the obstacles he's faced, kids are staying in school with his inspiration. Good for him. Congratulations.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Wonder Man, sitting in my chair, Jennifer, moving my body around after I got all fixed up by Jack Stockwell in his clinic.
Yeah, you're feeling
yesterday.
Good, right?
I'm all set. Yep, Stevie, set to headline the International Television Festival Series Fest on Monday, the 24th of June at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado. What a fabulous venue. If you've ever seen any of the stuff that's been taped there, I think one of the most fabulous concerts that the Moody's ever did was in the Red Rock Amphitheater. It's it's just the ambiance and being there. Series Fest is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the artists at the forefront of episodic storytelling. Features 6 days of music performances, a lot of panels and workshops. Starts on the 21st of June, goes to the 26th. Program will also feature never-before-seen sneak peeks, television premieres, just all-around entertainment stuff. Tickets for Series Fest Season 5, featuring to-be-announced special television presentation that will follow Stevie Wonder's Red Rock performance, go on sale at 10 o'clock Mountain Time this Friday at AXS.com, AXS.com. The founder, Randy Kleiner, and Kaylee Smith Westbrook say, quote, "We are beyond excited, truly honored to have the one and only Stevie Wonder as our centerpiece headliner for Season 5. There's no bigger, bolder, or more prolific storytelling than what comes out of Stevie's mouth." What'd you say, Jen?
It's so fun. Fun show.
Yeah. To me, it's really, like, even though I'm sure everything else will be cool in the films that they show, just getting to see Stevie Wonder at Red Rocks would be so worth getting a ticket for this.
Yeah. Yeah. How much do the tickets cost, you know?
I don't know if they've released the amount yet. I haven't seen it, but probably a lot. But you know, Stevie Wonder might be worth it.
Once in a lifetime, though. How many more chances do you get to see Stevie Wonder?
How old is he? Mid-60s, late 60s? How old is Stevie Wonder?
I would guess older.
Even older than that. I was thinking maybe even older than that. In that, he's in that vicinity though. Well, I remember referring to him as, when I was a disc jockey, as Little Stevie Wonder, because he was.
He's not that old at all. He was born in 1950. I thought he was older than that, 68. You're part of your time.
There you go. All right, Stevie Wonder, the man. He be the man at the Red Rocks Amphitheater. I like my cool jargon, Kara. Pretty cool, huh? TV in a minute.
Pretty cool.
26 after the hour on the DJV program. Music is our focus at the moment, along with, do we have Lionel Richie as a singer or a judge, or maybe both? He's going to showcase his recent Las Vegas residency on a new live album featuring a dozen of his greatest tracks. Live from Las Vegas comes out in August, boasts hits from his solo catalog and when he was singing with the Commodores. He performed them at Planet Hollywood and the Casino Zappos Theater. Also, Lionel Richie announced a 2019 North American Summer Trek dubbed the Hello Tour. Remember this? You're playing Hello now, right, Kara? Crank that up for a second. Hello. I always hit it right. Hello. This trip launches the 28th of May in Sugarland, Texas, runs through August 30th. He'll end up in St. Paul. He said, I'm so excited to bring my live music from Las Vegas album to life, share it with my fans. Also, I'm really looking forward to going on tour, performing for everybody this summer. It'll be one big party. Yeah, he does. Lionel Richie's got a very prolific career. If you want tickets for the Hello Tour, they go on sale on the 29th. Every ticket purchased will be bundled with a CD copy of Live from Vegas. You can find tour dates and buy the tickets at LionelRichie.com/shows. So again, they go on sale on the 29th. LionelRichie.com/shows. 28 after the hour on the DJV show. People dancing
all in the street. And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This message is brought to you by Bayer. You may have heard their new guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association for taking aspirin to prevent heart disease. But do you know what they mean for you? The new guidelines are for the use of aspirin to prevent first heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, also known as primary prevention. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Paul A. Gerbel explains.
Regardless of why you are on aspirin, you shouldn't stop taking aspirin without talking with your doctor. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a heart attack or clot-related stroke. The new guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For them, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment.
In the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. Even if you haven't had a heart attack or stroke, the guidelines still support the use of aspirin for certain individuals based on their personal health risk and doctor's recommendation. Talk to your doctor about whether taking aspirin is right for you.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. Stock is updated regularly, so you never know what kind of treasures you'll find. We offer a wide variety of stylish furniture for any budget, and every piece is Court certified, so you can let your personality show in every room. And now through April 3rd is our tax refund sale. Mention Refund 25 and take 25% off living room and dining room sets. Use your refund and refresh your home with stylish finds from Court Furniture Clearance Center. Go to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has failed to overturn President Trump's veto of a resolution blocking his national emergency declaration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the Nasdaq up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
No trash talk here. This is the real McCoy, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, proud of the ladies who are on the air with me every day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria on vacation this week, so we now focus on things that are maybe things she might have enjoyed. The story of the women's match at WrestleMania. Although I'm thinking Jennifer may enjoy that more.
I like it more, actually.
So the announcement...
This is going to be an all-women's main event at WrestleMania.
Ronda, good. I was going to say Ronda Rousey. Ronda is not Ronda, it's Ronda. Ronda Rousey, yeah. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair. Now, I know who Charlotte Flair is, Ric Flair's daughter. Everybody knows who Ronda Rousey is. I don't know who Becky Lynch is. Who's she?
Really famous women's wrestler. I think she's a former champion, so it'll be a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first time a women's match will get the hot spot at the big event of WrestleMania. I thought that the Raw thing was the big event.
WrestleMania is the biggest event of the year. Raw is their weekly TV show.
Okay. So is this the
usual
phony?
WrestleMania is like their World Series.
Okay. Is this phony baloney, Rousey feuding with Lynch and Flair? They're the big act now for sure, but is act the right word? How much of this, none of this stuff is true, isn't it all? Did they're probably all pals? off.
Well, I think
the
a lot of them are pals. The thing is, they have a predetermined outcome as to how they want the storyline to go, but the athleticism isn't fake. To do what they do, you have to be in incredibly good shape. You have to be
you have to be agile, strong.
You have to, and the schedule is so rigorous too. The fact that they travel, I think, like 300 days a year. I think they only get like 65 days off because they do all these local shows, not just their TV appearances. That's it, really aggressive. It's hard on your body. In fact, one of the women who, or actually two of the women who used to compete in the women's division, the Bella Twins, they have Total Divas. They had Total Bellas on E. They have their own reality show. Both of them just quit at 35 because they said they couldn't keep up with the travel schedule anymore, that it just wasn't enjoyable because you're in a new town every night, essentially.
Yeah. Nikki Bella says after 12 years, she's had enough. She's 35 years old. She and her twin sister are walking away, as you've suggested. The final televised match was a defeat to Raw women's champion Ronda Rousey. So Nikki Bella beat Ronda Rousey?
I think a defeat. She lost if it was a defeat.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm talking about Bella didn't. Who won?
Nikki was defeated by Ronda Rousey.
Nikki was defeated.
Oh, okay. So that was the end of that for her then. So she's had enough. They've all had enough. I used to have a lot of fun watching the wrestling, and I always like to watch the women's wrestling. But it's
you
such
should watch
nonsense.
It.
Well, it's kind of cool.
It's fun. Yelling and screaming at each other.
I don't watch it very much. But the nice thing I will say is it seems like the women's championships and fights are more equal to the men's now. Like it seems like they're actually fighting and doing stuff instead of just kind of.
Find that enjoyable, Karen? You like watching that stuff?
Well, I don't know. If that's going to be their job, then I would rather see them do that than just kind of be like the side chicks who aren't really doing all that much. Yeah.
Right. Like on the radio, the blonde bimbo who always laughs at what the host says.
Stop
kind
it.
Of the same thing. Right? No.
Yes, I prefer to see strong women on my TV.
That was never your role, and you know that. That was never the role. Never, never, never. Okay, let me move to something I'm trying to figure out. I'm looking around the landscape. Yesterday I became acquainted with a newspaper for women called The Lily. Do either of you know anything about The Lily?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The newspaper says it's aimed at women, but it looks to me like the assumption here, and Kara, I know you'll run right to it, so you can tell me whether you agree or you disagree. Maybe Jennifer, you'll run right to it as well. It looks to me like it doesn't represent the general population of women. It's more aimed at what is called progressivism or left of center women.
Yeah, I would say that most women's newsletters on the internet are based that way. I mean,
it's published by the Washington Post. And when I typed in The Lily, yes, I think I probably would skip this publication because here's what I am greeted with. A big, gigantic black and white picture of Barbara Streisand is the first thing.
Which I think is weird, too. I'm not Barbara's biggest fan, but I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes along with the story that we talked about the other day where she had those comments about Michael Jackson and the guys in the documentary. But it seems weird that the story is not the top thing. It's just a gigantic picture.
No, it's
picture
a picture. So if that is the first thing to meet me, usually a hard pass on what comes next.
All right, so this is the reason I brought it up for two reasons. One, because I wanted to get that spin on it and see if I was reading it the right way or maybe I was missing something. And two, the assumption that women, millennial women especially, are struggling and they need to find an identity and this will help them. There was something in the magazine that I saw yesterday about millennial women facing unique financial struggles more than women who are older than they are. There are a lot of different factors. According to this, more millennial women are raising children outside of marriage. Would you have a child outside of marriage? Either of you, actually. Jennifer,
it wouldn't be my favorite thing to do, but if it happened, I would keep a child. I wouldn't mm-hmm. adopt or abort a child. I would definitely keep it and raise it.
Kara, what about you? What would happen if, and even if you didn't get pregnant, let's say you decided you wanted to be on your own and have a child. My son and I talked about this at great length before he met the lady he's going to marry in October. He was thinking about having a child, adopting a child and a son. What'd you say, Jennifer?
I would do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm on the same page as Jen. If for some reason, I've always been very careful, but if somehow I was able to, or I became pregnant, then I would keep the child. And I know that my family would always be around to help me out in that situation. And if you hit a point where, you know, you're older and you want to have a kid and there's nobody who's around that will have a kid with you, then, you know, if you have the financial means, then, yeah, I would definitely think about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, one more step on this rung, if I may, because it sort of fits together. And I think what it does for me is I expose myself to more of these ideas, make me think that there really is sort of a divide, not a negative divide, but just a divide between my generation and, let's say, Kara's generation. And, Jennifer, you're sort of in between. And is it, twas it forever thus? My father always used to tell me how the government was awful and the country's going to hell. And I think each generation, as we go down the ladder, says the same thing and feels the same way. And so we get down to what women are thinking about with regard to the women in my generation or my parents' generation who stayed home, or not so much my generation, but my parents' generation. My mother stayed home, and most mothers that I knew of my friends all stayed home. They didn't have jobs. But now the situation has changed for a lot of different reasons. Not, you know, people say they have to work. I don't know that I buy that. I think they want to work. I think women need to have their own identity these days, and they have it. My mother had no identity at all. My mother had no separate identity.
She was your mother and a wife.
And that's what my father said.
That's okay.
You know, I said to my father the day my mother's funeral took place, is, what did my mother accomplish with her life?
You.
She had a sad, troubled life, and that's what he said. She took care of the three of you.
Yeah.
So
I would, you know,
now,
this whole idea, though, just to go back to this newspaper, because the more I think about it, the more this irritates the bejesus out of me.
I knew it would. That's why I introduced it.
The fact that we have to have a newspaper for women because, God forbid, real women can read a real newspaper, it just irritates the heck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so insulting that we are trying to kowtow down to women by putting together these newspapers that are somewhat comprised of hard news and somewhat not. We should understand that women are smart and they can read a real newspaper like men can. It just irritates me.
Yeah, I follow a couple of them. I don't necessarily think of it as insulting, you know, because I understand myself and I know that I can read a newspaper, but it is kind of nice to get something sent to you that has, you know, hard news and fun news in it. I don't know. It's more helpful to me in terms of, say, writing stuff for this show, because I don't want all just hard news. I want some things that are lighter stories as well. So,
all right. So then let me take you to one of these stories, Kara. Women, more women say they will not have children because of climate change. And I wonder why, what is there about climate change that would influence you? This is sort of the part B of the question I was asking you before. Do you have married friends who have, I'm looking at the story of one woman who was married for 7 months. She feels climate change could make the planet so uninhabitable, she's not sure she can bring herself around to becoming a parent. And I know some other people who feel that way, who think that way, who are in the late 20s, early 30s, that sort of thing. They think it's horrific to bring children into the life that we may have to live.
I know people who are nervous about bringing kids into the world just because we, social media and the political climate, and we're living, I think, in a very weird space where it's like, how do you, we're living in a world that is very, very different than any previous time. And so it's like, how do you raise a child in this environment in a safe way so that they grow up to be normal human beings who, you know, are not suffering from all kinds of crazy anxiety and depression that you see all kinds of teenagers dealing with now. That would be my bigger concern. And I think to most of the people around me, that's the bigger concern. And maybe climate change is part of that, but I don't think that's the main reason. Like, that's not something I hear all my friends who are getting married discussing.
There are a lot of people who are worried about climate change, but I'm with Kara. Mine's more about safety and what kind of world are we living in more than anything else.
There's a Facebook page, facebook.com/birthstrike, that puts together women who are foregoing motherhood. It's a pretty interesting, it really is. I mean, it's a whole new way of thinking, but that's really why I continue to do this program, because I want to have us explore the new ways of thinking, because I don't think you're going to run away from this stuff. You can't. It's what people are thinking. Whether you think it's right or wrong, you agree or disagree, that's not what's important. What's important is that people are having these thoughts, thinking these things, and acting on them. And so what, our pal AOC has even asked the question, is it okay to have kids? And, there are people who are wondering about whether it is. I don't know, we've got to have some, have to have some pathway to keeping the country's population at least steady. But there are a lot of things that people are talking about and have solid justification. More and more women are becoming lesbians or outwardly becoming lesbians, and parents as well, taking children from various circumstances. So anyway, it's food for thought. 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This message is brought to you by Airborne. You're on your feet, holding your breath, losing your voice, swept up by the excitement and stress of a miracle season. Your hopes are sky high until they come crashing down from an overtime buzzer beater. These miserable, heart-wrenching moments are pretty rough, and over the course of the season, they can really take a toll. A new survey commissioned by Airborne found that 82% of fans take action to time out and recover from a big game, with the majority relying on sleep, hydration, and food to get back on their feet. When the season calls for defense on and off the field, add Airborne to your lineup. A specially crafted blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for immune system support. From spring training to March brackets, Airborne supports you through every up, down, and did that just happen replay of the season. Airborne immune support is available for every team and every fan. So after that armchair analysis, find Airborne at retailers nationwide and online at www.amazon.com. That's www.amazon.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria usually does all this, but because Kara's done a good job in the research department and I know how to put a story together, let's see how we work. We'll work hand in hand here, Kara, on this to see if we can give people ideas that are important. First of all, we start with Apple. Yesterday, they unveiled their Apple News subscription service, like we need another news subscription service. The Apple credit card was introduced, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. What I saw, the biggest focus was on Apple TV Plus. They apparently want to really get into production here big time. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the Apple News app, including access to The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue. And Apple News Plus will be the only place where you'll be able to get all of them at once. According to Apple, it costs more than $8,000 a year to subscribe to all of the publications individually, but their News Plus price for all of them is $9.99 a month. First month is free. Family sharing of the Apple News Plus subscription will be allowed. Each user has their own individual favorites and customizations, as you might expect. Now, let's see what else. The new Apple Card. It's a credit card. It's supposed to improve things about the credit card experience with simpler applications, no fees, lower interest rates, better rewards. They got a lot of cash, so they can afford to give you credit, I guess. If you want to get an Apple Card, you'd be able to sign up on your iPhone with the Apple Wallet app and get a digital card that you can use anywhere. Apple Pay is accepted within just a couple of minutes. Customers will be able to track purchases, check balances, see when their bill is due right from that app. There'll be a physical titanium card as well, but there's no credit card number and no one of those CVV numbers, no expiration date, no signature. All of that authorization information is stored directly on the Apple Wallet app. So what do you think about that? And then there's the Apple TV app, which is free to use. is set to become a hub for your various video subscriptions if you care to use it. Apple TV includes channels which will let customers pay for HBO, Showtime, Stars, CBS All Access, and some other services directly through their TV app, and they can watch everything there as well. Apple will be handling the streams and promises top-tier picture and audio quality for all the Apple TV channels. Apple is expected to spend $2 billion this year on original content that it hopes can stand toe-to-toe with anything that Netflix is producing, or Hulu, or Amazon. Amazon.
Yeah, I think this is actually kind of a cool idea. I don't love that you have to pay for it. I wish that they had some kind of deal, because you can, you know, you'll still get HBO and all these different things, but you're going to have to pay like $10 a month for each of them, whatever their individual subscription costs. So it's cool that they're all going to be in one place, and you don't have to go to a different website to watch every single one of them. But that's kind of going to add up after a while if you've got four different subscriptions. And they're not giving you any kind of deal on any of them.
Will you sign up for it? Would you say, would you take it?
I don't think so. I'm one of those things, you know how you're kind of anti-Amazon taking over the whole world. I'm kind of the same with Apple, where it makes me, it's cool that they're doing it, and obviously they're coming out with a lot of different technology, but it makes me feel a little bit weird that they're getting into all of these different markets.
All right, speaking of markets, these are not call letters, WAGZ, although maybe a radio station somewhere with these call letters. What does WAGZ stand for, Victoria? Okay, Victoria. Kara?
It doesn't stand for anything. It just means WAGS. It's a dog.
WAGS
company.
Released a new smart collar for your dog. Let's listen to the story behind WAGS. Of course it's WAGS for dogs. WAG. Come on, figure it out, folks.
The Geek Out. You love your puppy dog, so why not get it a smart collar? WAGS, W-A-G-Z, is an ecosystem of products built around a smart dog collar. Now the collar has all the normal GPS and activity tracking, but it is also the hub to a bunch of other products it can work with. WAGS also offers a smart feeder which works with the collar to know when it's time and how much to feed the dog. It also works with a high-tech doggy door that only opens for a specific collar. The collar can also be set to create a virtual fence around property and help keep the dog off specific pieces of furniture. WAGS promises a lot of high-tech dog convenience, so if you're interested, we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so to follow up on what we were talking about a little bit earlier here on the DJV program, there is a software fix for the Boeing 737 MAX. FAA has tentatively approved the software changes and pilot training courses to fix this thing, allowing pilots to exert more control over the system, which was automated, and that's why the planes went down, Ethiopian plane went down, a couple of weeks ago in the Lion Air plane.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.